What's going on, everybody? This is Jesse Carter over at The Pro Wrestling Shoot. The Pro Wrestling Shoot is a podcast that can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Every single Wednesday before AEW Dynamite, we dive into some of your favorite current day wrestling, as well as some old school stuff. We can also be found over on YouTube and Twitch, where we post exclusive video, whether it be content for video games, or wrestling news, or short clips, or even live streams. Come check us out and subscribe to The Pro Wrestling Shoot over on YouTube and Twitch. And if you want to find us on our social medias, it's at The Pro Wrestling Shoot on Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and TikTok, and over on Twitter at TPWS Podcast. The Pro Wrestling Shoot is not only just a podcast, we are also an independent company when it comes to audio engineering and graphics designs, as well as voiceovers. So come and follow us over on our social medias and check us out every single Wednesday over on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Hey B, I really want to listen to a podcast about wrestling, but I don't know which one to pick.
That's easy, brother. You got to check out Everything Pro Wrestling. It's a show by the fans for the fans. You can't go wrong.
Reach for the sky, boy.
Folks, this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling is dedicated to the memory of Jay Briscoe from Ring of Honor. Sometimes it's hard to come on here and be a fan. When you do stuff in the world of podcasting, sometimes you try to put your feelings aside and things like that. And it's difficult to do. And especially in these types of situations. I was shocked when I read the news about Jay Briscoe yesterday. I was in the Pro Wrestling Shoot's live stream. And somebody had said it. And I was like, no way. And then as soon as I went to Twitter, first thing that popped up was Jay Briscoe had passed away. We later found out it was an auto accident. He had his children in the car with him. There was another civilian who passed away from this. It's truly heartbreaking when you have stuff like this happen in the world. Jay Briscoe meant a lot to the wrestling world. When you look at Ring of Honor, a lot of people came through that bad boy. A lot of people. Bryan Danielson, Samoa Joe, CM Punk, many, many others. But do you know who never left there and they are on the first Ring of Honor DVD? Jay Briscoe. I saw this man grow up as an 18-year-old and he went all the way through to the age of 38. Just doing the damn thing in the world of pro wrestling. And it's crazy to me like that Jay Briscoe rode out the way he did with Ring of Honor. The dude is loyal. He stayed loyal to his brother. It's Mark Briscoe's birthday today, too. And he's just as much a part of all these stories that we're going to talk about and tell in the beginning of this. I know it's a Dynamite review stream, but I feel like you got to show some love to Jay Briscoe in this. And if you guys have memories, please feel free to put them in. I'm going to go through and show you guys some love as well. But me and Derek are here, rocking the blue tonight. Derek, I took you to some Ring of Honor shows, man. memories, thoughts of the Briscoes or Jay Briscoe.
Man, listen, Jay Briscoe was that boy. The Briscoes were them boys. And he brought, I remember first time he brought me, oh my God, they wrestled. I can't remember who the hell they wrestled, but that's besides the point. The fact that they came out, like, I was thoroughly impressed with the Briscoes. It sucks, you know, like for years I have been a wrestling fan, more on the casual side now, because I'm just not in love with the way the direction has gone, but I have kept up with a lot of people, and the Briscoes have been some of those that I have kept up with. And yes, the loyalty that they've had with our Ring of Honor, it's unmatched. Like, no matter, I don't know if you could say anybody else other than what, probably the Undertaker, who's had that kind of loyalty to.
Even Taker started in WCW. They gave them their first shot, man. Watching the Briscoes battle it out. And if you want match recommendations, I could tell you so many. Anything with Jay Briscoe and Adam Cole. Anything with the Briscoes and Ladder Wars. The Briscoes versus Kevin Steen and El Generico. You could have the Briscoes versus each other. The Briscoes during the during that time period in 2020. I'm trying not to say it because that'll definitely get the video flagged. When everything was shut down, during the shutdown, the Briscoes had a match on their farm. It was fan-freaking-tastic. I put it right probably up there with AJ and The Undertaker. Like, that's my favorite cinematic match during that time period. The Briscoes might be neck and neck with it. Like, it was a lot of fun to see them go out and have their match on the farm. The Briscoes are dope, man. They're one of those tag teams. When we talk about, like, the pillars of Ring of Honor and who helped build that place and keep it around, it's Jay Briscoe. It's Mark Briscoe. They have a very, very important role in all of this. These guys are at the top of their game in tag team wrestling. Speaking of that, they had those three matches with FTR. Dude, might be the best trilogy in tag team wrestling in a long time. One of the best matches with zero to little build that they had go on, and it happened several times. And I really wish the matches got more build. I know some of that stuff's probably outside of Tony's hands, but it really just sucks, man, how everything played out and how everything went down. And listen, I'm very lucky to be able to say that I got to know Jay Briscoe, and I'll share some stories before we flip it over to Dynamite. But to me, the Briscoes might be one of the best tag teams of this current generation. When you look at it, you look at teams from the 80s, like the Hart Foundation, just teams that were that staple of that time period. Some would say the Attitude Era, Edge, Christian, the Hardys, the Dudleys. You know the teams you're mentioning. When we talk about this era, I think we're talking about the Young Bucks, the Usos, FTR, the Briscoes. Imagine a four-way match with all those teams. It would be stupendous. It would be amazing. It'd be amazing. And my thoughts and prayers are with Jay Briscoe's family. I really hope that everything is all taken care of. I have enough faith in this wrestling community that I have a segment of that comes out to watch us each and every night when we do these live streams. I trust that the wrestling community is going to make sure that things are taken care of. I saw Dax, they were selling these like pins, and it was of Greg the Hammer Valentine and Roddy Piper, and they were in their dog collar match. And someone said, I should make this of FTR and the Briscoes. And Dax Harwood retweeted it and quote tweeted it, excuse me, and said, if you make it, I'll buy every single one of those pins. Fire. Absolute fire. The wrestling community never lets me down when it comes to stuff like that. I'm just sad, man. Lost for words over all of this. I know Jay Briscoe wasn't perfect, but I really wish that we would have got to see him perform on a higher platform. I know that some people were upset by things he said in the past, rightfully so, being upset by it. But the man apologized. The man did what he could to make up for it. And that's all that you can ask sometimes from someone. There was nothing else that he could do. He did everything in his power to try to make amends and make that right. And I respect that about the Jay Briscoe too. And I respect that he stayed with his brother, Mark. And I just think that this dude all around showed that he was a good dude. That video of him dancing with his daughter before her like cheerleading practice or whatever. Right in the feels, man. Right in the feels. Him just being a good dad, that stuff is all part of the beauty of it. If you guys never got to see his Ring of Honor world title run, this dude was more than just a tag team wrestler. He was also the leader of Ring of Honor at one point in time. He was Jay drilling everybody, dropping people on the stack of dives that they call it neck. He was dropping everybody. His promos, bro, legendary promos. I love them. Out on the farm, I can remember the one about the Young Bucks, and he was like, look at all these chickens we got. And his, I think, I don't know if it was his wife or whoever was recording and called him by his real name. He was like, I don't care. And he starts walking off. And then you got Mark like, where you going? So you done pissed him off now. I just love the Briscoes. They were in character 24/7. How much of it was them or wasn't them? The classic one, one of my favorites was a match with Davey Richards and Kyle O'Reilly. And they were just talking. He's like, everybody's Mr. MMA. You come into the bars, you're Mr. MMA. You got your little tap out shirt on. That's cool, man. But when you come up against the Briscoes, you ain't walking out of here. And then the classic line from it is, why are you wearing a mouthpiece? Terry Funk ain't need no mouthpiece. Bruiser Brody ain't need no mouthpiece. It was all gravy, man. I love it. And I'm going to go to the comments after this, but I want to share one last story. I had a job at one point in time where I was helping people. And from time to time, Ring of Honor would come through often. I could tell you some crazy stories about like Rhett Titus. I've met a lot of wrestlers, we'll just say, for a certain time period. Legends all the way to the current wrestlers of that time. Ring of Honor would come through sometimes. And I would help the Briscoes and Jay Lethal specifically, because they were always running late, but I loved them. And every time they'd be like, hey, there's our boy. And he would always offer pictures. And Jay Briscoe and his brother always had mad tuna in their bag. So I know that's all wrestlers must be eating to keep the figure, bro, because they had mad tuna. And I'm trying to take care of them, but they were always good dudes, man. I always tried to keep it moving. I didn't want to hold them up or anything, but they were always kind, bro. Slapped me up and said, yo, thanks. And he'd be like, what'd you think of my match, man? Like, tell me, what'd you think? Be honest with me. And I would talk to him about their match. And it was cool to hear a wrestler asking for that. So that's why this one hurts a lot, man, for me. Jay Briscoe is the man. I hope that Jay Briscoe gets added to that AEW video game. I hope that he is always paid tribute to. And I just want to say, Mark Briscoe, we're thinking about you. To Jay Briscoe's family, we're thinking about you and praying for you as well. And I just wish the best, man. Jay Briscoe forever, man.
Yep.
Forever. I'll never forget what you did for Ring of Honor. All the DVDs I got. It all means a lot, man. It all means a lot. Let me read some of the chats here, the chat's comments before we get into it. Nelson, appreciate you coming in here, my brother. Briscoe Brothers forever, RIP Jay. Couldn't have said it better. Jason Marsh, how you doing, family? He said, RIP prayers for your family, Jay. Good evening, guys. Let's go Bills. Go Bills, brother. I'm cheering for him. Good evening, everyone. What up, Matt? B-Boy Skyline said, Terry Funk ain't wear no mouthpiece. See, they knew Terry Funk never wore no mouthpiece. Oh, man. RIP, yes. RIP BJ as well said it. E, thank you, guys. Deanna, how are you? Matt Lopez. Matt Lopez is a huge Ring of Honor fan. He was like one of the first people I thought of as soon as like it happened, because me and him, we used to talk ROH when nobody was talking ROH. Like, that's how you know I'm a real wrestling head, man. I love all this stuff, man. E said that was beautiful. Thanks, E. Appreciate you. Damon, yo, I was going to talk wrestling and let you know that the best commentary duo on TNA was Chet Lemon and Black Snow, but I got to be up early. RIPJ. Appreciate you, Damon. Appreciate you, fam. Dim Boys Forever. Yes. Yes. The Briscoes, man, they'll win you over, man, if you ever meet them. I'm telling you. Good dudes. I didn't want it to be true when I said it during the Pro Wrestling Shoot podcast. Yes. I was like, damn, no, this has to be wrong. Yeah, when I saw the Tony Khan tweet, bro, my heart dropped too. The Briscoes always made matches feel more real no matter the case. You don't get that a lot anymore. He was always good at that. Yeah, they felt like real people talking.
Yeah.
That'd just be Derek. Like, yeah, go ahead, cut a promo.
Yeah.
All right, y'all boys acting real bitch lately. Like, okay. All right. It's on. Apparently, it's on. I have so many memories from those Hammerstein shows battling the Young Bucks, Haas and Benjamin. Oh, my goodness. They had great matches with them, too. All Night Express, ANX. Yo, Kenny King one time yelled at us when they were feuding with them about we were talking about the Buffalo Bills. He's like, you don't talk about no Buffalo Bills during my match. We were trash at the time, so Kenny King was in the right. So my apologies, Mr. King. Ladder War, Fight Without Honor. Dude, the promo with EC3. EC3, he was like, shake my hand. Or EC3 kept trying to get him to shake his hand. He's like, I'm not going to shake your hand. You won't even look me in the eyes, man. He was like, what was the other promo they cut? Dude, they're all going through my head right now. Sorry if I'm lost for words. The promo about these faces, WWE, we're not cosmetically pleasing for WWE television. I was like, he ain't wrong. I'm not either. So I hear you. Briscoes versus the Young Bucks. Yes, classics, bro. The promos on Busted Open Radio over the years were a lot of fun. Those were great too. Briscoes fighting each other on the farm match was awesome, Deanna said. I was there WrestleMania weekend 2013, Jay versus Steen for the world championship. I was seventh row near the entrance, him winning the title the next night, shaking his hand, holding the world championship. Yeah, good moment. My first time seeing them in person also happened to be my first live ROH show, ROH Buffalo Stampede 2, Hamburg Fairgrounds, ANX Briscoes co-main. Yeah, that's when I got yelled at too. Shout out to Prince Nana though. Girl, sit down and shut up. My wife was like, who's he talking to? I still laugh about that. JB and Steen, for the ROH title will always be one of my favorite ROH moments. Yes. Kevin Steen was so hateable back then with the beef with Cornette and everybody. To some, Jay and Mark, for that matter, in one word would be an injustice. But if I had to do it, I'd say genuine. Respect, bro. To quote Arsenal, his shit is real, his shit is raw, his shit is authentic. That is true. That is true. My prayers go out to his family and his daughters get well soon. Yes. DJ B Tazzy. Tazzy's got some great watch-alongs, man. Show him some love. What's going on, everybody? Just stopping by. Plus, I just wanted to say I love everyone. Appreciate you, Tazzy. When the LGBTQ wrestlers like Effie and Dark Sheik tweeted out that Jay was a good person to me is a sign that he learned to change from the views he used to have. Agreed. And like I said, I met Jay after that for a bunch of those times and nothing but respect, dude. He knew, like, some wrestlers will treat you like a fan. I don't know if you've ever met like big baseball players or anybody like that. I've met like people from all walks of life. Yeah. And some people treat you like a fan. You get that feeling like they're like, oh yeah, what's up, bro? Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. All right, I'm out. But he didn't do that to me, bro. Like, he pounded me up and gave me a slap up like he was my boy. Like, he hadn't seen me in a minute. Like, what's up, man?
You know, I think there was, out of all the famous people that I've met in the sports world, I think one person that I talked to that treated people like fans was Dominic Hasher.
Yeah.
It was more so, like, I was getting autographs from, like, Dominic Hasher, Derek Plant, Matthew Barnaby, all of them, and they were giving autographs, and I remember getting one from Dominic Hasher.
These are all hockey players, for those who don't know.
Yes, I was getting one from Dominic Hasher. It was more like, all right, move on to the next kid.
And he's probably really popular, and he limits his time. I get it, too. But when they do that extra mile, you just remember it, man.
Yeah.
Chris in the house. What's up, Chris? Showing some love. Appreciate you, bro. The Briscoes are who they are unapologetically. Rest in paradise, Jay. I love Final 13, 2013 promo for the triple threat with Cole and Elgin. So unhinged, calling Elgin big juiced up jelly bean looking MF-er. Always remember, man. Well said. Thanks, E. Thank you, E. We forever calling double underhook pile driver the J Driller with all due respect to Tiger Mask. Gotta, bro. Gotta. The J Driller. Deanna said, go Bengals. We will be enemies this weekend, Deanna. yo, they are filming a ROH tribute show after Dynamite with the apron change to ROH. They flew people out for this. Mm. That's dope. That's really dope, man. I wish they could have said more on air in the beginning, gave him the 10 bell salute. I really think he deserved it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they were under. Shout out to my tag team partner every Monday on Clash of the Podcast at 6:05. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, my man Sean Hubbard. Good evening, gentlemen. God bless you, Conrad and Derek. Bless you as well, Sean. Appreciate you. The ROH tribute they are filming tonight will now be on Honor Club for free for everyone. That's really dope, man. I love Tony Khan, bro. Tony Khan's so great that he does that type of stuff, man. He's keeping wrestling alive right now because I don't know where I would be if there was no AEW right now. I think I would just be watching New Japan and Impact and everything else. Cray said the Diaz brothers always reminded me of the Briscoes. I always wanted them to face the Usos. Yeah, that would be a dream matchup. Chris said, honest to God, I've never seen the Briscoes, never seen ROH, and I don't watch AEW. I have only ever heard great things. I'm definitely going to do a deep dive watching them. Damn, even Corny loves them. Yeah. Yeah, they're real, man. It'll be on the free ROH YouTube channel, The Tribute.
Cool.
Thank you. I'll make sure to check that out. Thanks, Cray, for putting that out as well. I appreciate you guys, man. Love you all that come in here every single week, man. Those that pop off for me, man. Y'all the real ones, man. Dead serious.
Hold on. So I want to say something real quick. I know we're gonna get to the review real quick, but I just want to say something. So over the last couple years, I want to say myself and my bro right here, we hit rock bottom, so to speak, as far as like passings. Like my mom passed away 2 years ago. His dad passed away. What would be?
I think almost 2 years now. Yeah.
So my mom passed away about maybe a little, maybe before. Two and a half, three. His dad passed away about 2 years. I was that kind of person who, like, I acknowledge passing, but at the same time, I was always kind of like, all right, it happened. We think about it. We dwell on it for a second. We move on. Over the last 2-3 years, I've been in a very emotional state, and sometimes shit like this really, really hits me kind of hard. Like right now, I don't have much history on the Briscoes, but aside of that, just looking at them as human beings, like I'm fighting myself to hold back tears, just because you never really notice what's really there and what's really gone until it's actually gone. And then you actually really think about what was really there. And after losing my mom and his dad, that shit kind of opened it up big time for me as far as emotions go. So I just want to say, like, as people, I love you all. I wish everything of the best to come your way, because a lot of people have been passing away and we're just kind of robotic to the situation. And I think we need to change that, because mental health is not a good thing. And I think it needs to change.
Yeah, it definitely needs care. It definitely needs to, you have to open up. You have to talk to people. If you're in a good space, you may have to make yourself free for a friend who's not in a good space. If you're both in a bad space, you got to try to remember to keep it positive and uplift each other. It's one of the things that you just do. And Derek is right. Mental health. I think what Derek was trying to say was mental health is important.
Yeah.
And don't let anyone take your joy away, your sunshine. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to say that in a funny way. Like, pro wrestling is my sunshine. I love pro wrestling video games. This is why it's called Everything Pro Wrestling. I put my heart and my soul into this. And it's for these reasons. It's not because, oh, I want money. I could give a care less about the money when it comes to this. I do this because I love it. And I truly mean it. Like, people quit when they see bad numbers and things like that when they do podcasts. I don't. You know why? Because I'd be talking about this anyway, whether it's with Derek, Rob, Sean, Mounty, anyone from the six pack. It doesn't matter. If you've been on my channel, I appreciate you. If we talk wrestling, I appreciate you. There was a time in my life where I used to be afraid to bring up wrestling to people because they'd be like, oh, you watch that stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know what they say. And people just don't understand the connection that wrestling fans have with it. So it's important. And that's the connection I have with all of you as well. So make something positive out of something you love. That's what I'm trying to do here. That's what we want to do. We're going to get into this AEW review. We're going to talk about it. This is still dedicated to Jay Briscoe. There's a lot more happening. Here's the setup tonight. Shout out to the Pro Wrestling Shoots, Jesse, for sending this to me. This is them changing out what it's looking like underneath. So we are getting a special Ring of Honor show. Tony Khan, you're appreciated, bro. Much appreciated. Like, I don't even know what else to say. I guess rest in peace, Jay Briscoe. Jay Briscoe forever. Here's what we have for the lineup for tonight for AEW Dynamite. They had a heck of a card here. This was interesting, man. This was an interesting lineup that they had here. The first matchup that we kicked things off with tonight, Derek, was for the All Atlantic Championship, Jay Lethal versus Orange Cassidy. We are told if there's any interference, Sanjay Dutt will be fired.
Fired.
Should have been fired for the moon stomp, Sanjay. Can't be doing that, bro. That's a bam move in this house,
bro. Definitely fighting you if you ever do that shit to me.
Show Derek the moon stomp, forever scarred.
That's horrible, bro. Listen, it's gonna work. It's gonna be safe, and you're going to get your ass kicked if you fuck up.
Yeah. It was on and popping. So Jeff Jarrett and the homies make their way down to ringside. They have tickets, and then an usher comes over. Yeah, Danhausen. He was right there. And he put out his hand, and you know what he said? No. Well, since I don't have my soundboard, I guess I got to do it. So now we're going to have to pop it up on him. No, he asked for the tickets, and he got them, and then he called the best friends over. So they're all sitting by each other, but no shenanigans. Can't have that going on. So they're out there eating popcorn, and then Danhausen joins them. I don't know how he lost the shirt for the – yo. The foolishness with this man is on 1,000. It's on 1,000 tonight.
You know, Danhausen is single-handedly probably like the best comedic wrestler I've ever seen in my life, bro. Like, the minute he can wrestle, don't get me wrong, but he's probably the best comedic wrestler I've ever seen. Like,
he gets it, bro. Part of wrestling is just understanding how to get your character over. So they're all out there doing their thing. Shout out to Jay Lethal. He was rocking one of the black bands that said Briscoe on it. Yep. And Jay Lethal slams down Orange Cassidy. He keeps going for the elbow. He climbs to the top. Orange rolls. He climbs to the next corner. Orange rolls. He climbs to the next corner. Orange rolls. So eventually he's like, oh, he's about to roll. So what I'm going to do is go to the next one and skip one. And then Orange Cassidy just like rolled out of the ring. I was like, dude, ridiculous. Ridiculous. At one point, he was able to hit the lethal injection, though, mm-hmm. on Orange Cassidy. I thought he was going to get the dub right there, bro, but it did not happen. Orange Cassidy rolled out the ring. During this melee, though, That's when we got the Jeff Jarrett tried the referee. This looks so bad. The ref, he's trying to hand a guitar behind his back. Danhausen takes it. What he's doing,
nobody knows.
I have no clue. He puts a curse on him while holding the guitar.
And then starts playing it.
Yeah. Jay Lethal chases him around. He's about to catch him. He gets into the ring. Jay Lethal goes in. Orange punch right to the face. You just heard the slap. It was done. 1, 2, 3. Orange gets the win. The people went home happy.
Yes. Honestly, you know what? This was a good match, but Danhausen stole it.
Stole the show? Yeah. I mean, Danhausen's great.
Danhausen stole it, man.
Right? E said, remember the sprinkler. Chris said, you want to be as smooth as Jay Lethal? Get that Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. Use promo code EPWSHOW. Yes, sir. We still have those up. If anyone is interested, you can get that promo code EPWSHOW. Save 20%. You get some free boxers. That lawnmower does work wonders. Trust me. Well worth it to have those bad boys. And we also have powerslam.tv. Same promo code. EPW show. You guys use that. You get 1 free month of independent wrestling on us. So bam. Take care of that. There we go. We paid the bills. Jason said he didn't like this match at all. Oh, I thought this was a fun match. Nice little comedy bit. Santino, R-Truth are great comedic wrestlers as well. Of course.
That is true. Yeah.
Santino made his debut in Impact Wrestling. By the way, Derek, how what'd you think of that Impact show? Don't lie, because I have video proof. Call me Joe Friday. So tell a lie if you want to.
It was okay.
He enjoyed it. He's lying.
It was okay.
He was feeling that Bully Ray, Josh Alexander match. Nah. That cheese grater, Derek, was squeamish.
I was definitely squeamish at that part, but I mean, it was an okay show.
Right? He said Goofy AEW is back. I love it. You're good, Chris. Don't worry about it. I corrected it, baby. See, you don't have to bring up the... We didn't have to bring it up. I corrected it for you. You have my back. I have your back. I got you, Chris. I got you, bro. All right? Now, by the way, we also have some new merch in the store, thanks to BJ, because BJ comes through with the designs. new Well shirt is up there right now, so if you guys want to check that out and support the EPW brand, feel free.
I have an idea. I have an idea, but it has to be planned out correctly.
420 years ago.
Gotta be planned out correctly, because the way I need it to be, I'm gonna need your help for it.
Y'all hear that violin? This man is lying. Actually, I have a shirt design already in possible pre-production with Rob and BJ, so we'll see what happens. Whoever I can get to get with me first on it. We need some silhouettes, though. after the match, we got some shenanigans. They almost tried to still get him fired, but Sanjay kept stopping him. And then after, we got a video package explaining who Kushida is, for those who didn't know. Now, if you've been around this channel long enough, I'm quite confident you know who Kushida is. But the video package I thought was a nice thing to do for fans who may not know, because you hear a lot of complaining when it comes to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, but you know,
I'm with Deanna. Ray to Tokyo said Impact still sucks. Impact doesn't suck. Their shows have been better than others and banger matches. That's true. I'm working on a particular design right now. Hashtag Buck Nasty. See? Kushida McFly. Deanna, don't give these people ideas. They'll start calling them that. That'd actually be a nice shirt, maybe, for
him. I would take that. I would definitely take that.
Derek, right up the block with them new T designs. yeah, he right up the block. All right. So we got that. Next up, speaking of flying and all that stuff, the Trios champs, the Young Bucks versus Top Flight. They didn't come out with the belts on, did they?
They did not.
Yo, you want to know what grinds my gears as a wrestling fan? When people don't come out here with the tag belts. Like, I don't care what title you have, bring that belt out.
You have to. I mean, it's...
I used to get pissed when Moxley didn't come out with the New Japan title. I was like, come on, bro. He's on the other show. Feature the belt.
Right.
All this poppycock of like, oh, I don't want to show off this championship. Right. I don't give a damn. Walk out there with it. You're the champ. Who cares? Right. If I got beef with the company.
So something's just have to stay the way that they are. And I think whether you wear it, carry it, throw it, however you want to bring it with you. like a lot of people don't like when Orange Cassidy pulls the title out of the bag. I'm okay with that. He still has it.
It's different. He wants to carry it different than other people. And real quick, I got to bring this up before we start talking about this match, because once again, I don't have a lot of notes, because once it's high flying bangers like this, I just can't.
Yeah, too much.
Dante Martin. Dante Martin. What are you doing, baby? What are you doing right here? Dante Martin's face is hilarious now when it comes to this. I don't know what else to say to it. I am currently pulling up a tweet from Stokely Hathaway, who said, and I quote, "This edible ain't shit." 20 minutes later, zoom in on this man's face. Yo, dog.
Stokely Hathaway is the G, bro. Like, he is the best at doing what he does. But you know what I just thought about, bro? If you look at Dante Martin right quick, right?
You need this backup?
Yes. If you look at his face right there, you slap a little white paint on his face with some touches of green, red, who do you think he would look like?
Knock it off, bro. No, I'm not even co-signing this.
What?
I'm not even co-signing this.
Bro, you know it's true.
You just saying that because he got a big ass smile.
Exactly.
Leave that man alone. We appreciate your smile, Dante, on
Bro.
He was our breakout star in 2021. So yeah. Leave that man alone.
I'm just saying, bro.
Deanna said this tag match was so good. Chris said he still rocks his red Derek Order shirt. I can't believe you sold those. Young Ducks in the tag division now that FTR is out again. Quack, quack. I'm telling you, BJ. BJ started peep the game. Brian Cage came out with whatever belt he has on Dark. See, he knows. Bring that belt out. This was an awesome tag match. It was an awesome tag match. Dude, I don't really have a lot to say. They jumped. They flew. They hit all their signature spots. Yes. That's what you got from all of this. And during it, dude, Top Flight hit that nice powerbomb moonsault finisher. When I watched this match, you know what it reminded me of? I got vibes of when they first faced Private Party. Like the way they paced and how they did everything.
Yeah.
The Young Bucks were just doing their spots in this match. It was good, though, for what it was. As much hell that we may give the Young Bucks, they're still one of the best tag teams. Like, I don't care what anybody says.
They are. They are.
That is a big move from a hater. That is a big move. But yeah, they're great, dude. And they put them over here. They got the roll up and got the dub.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this was a good match. This was a good match. I just want continuity. Continuity I need for certain things. Bring them goddamn belts out.
For sure. Stokely, Deanna, I wasn't even going to utter it. Thank I wasn't you, Deanna, even going to utter it. Why so serious, Dante?
Second idea. Got it.
Don't make no dang on. Don't get a sue, bro. We putting them up. I love this match. I'm glad Top Flight got the W. Deanna said, tribute to the Briscoes. Yes. And I definitely agree with what you said was match of the night. We'll be getting to that. The tribute to the Briscoes, I thought this match was going to end with the multiple super kicks like they did to the Briscoes when they faced them. I can't even remember what match that was now. I know it was for the tag titles, but I can't remember where it was.
I think I saw that match.
Yeah, it was just super kick, super kick, super kick, and then they finally defeated them. That's what I thought was going to be the finish of this, but they didn't go that route. They went different. And I like it. Top Flight got the dub.
Yeah, but you know what? I think Top Flight needed that.
They've been getting a lot of victories, though. They won that ever since they won that Tony Khan, unforgivable for this name. The AEW 300K Kings Trios number one man battle royal, whatever. Dude, never again. The Rampage Royal.
Right. He did a lot there. He did a lot.
Right? So the Bucks don't mind jobbing when Dax is resting his tailbone. Come on, E. Come on. Chris said later, guys, stop by to show some love. Appreciate you, Chris. Any love is always appreciated, man. Take care of yourself, bro. The match was Final Battle 2016. Thank you. Bucks, Briscoes, and the Hammerstein. That's Matt Lopez. We might have to start calling you the encyclopedia around here, bro. Thank you. The ROH encyclopedia, Matt Lopez, coming through for me. Appreciate you.
The ROH librarian.
The after this, the guns come out when we were told we were getting the Acclaimed. They are showered in chants of
third idea.
No designs, no idea. I want to see it. They are showered with asshole chants. I don't know if they found out that there was a hyphen between their last name or whatever here. They were just the ass boys, but now apparently they are the assholes. The Acclaim come out. They hit a freestyle. Some foul lines in there. They did swear. And, yo, shout out to whoever's doing the production for them now, that dude they hired from WWE. Yo, my man definitely was on point with the censor. He had that 7-second delay ready. Like, nope, not on TV, guys.
Like, you've been doing a lot of swearing.
John Moxley, we're ready for you.
You might as well not even cut a promo.
Yes. And then Billy Gunn gets frustrated with all of it and says that next week they're going to hash it out. And if you're not down with that, I've got two words for you. Family therapy. Very odd, but we're going to see what happens with this.
I feel a little dissension.
I think the match at Revolution is going to be the Acclaim versus the Guns. And I'm not so confident that the Acclaims might not walk out with the belts. I don't know why I got this feeling.
I don't think they are either, bro. I think Billy's starting to get.
Now, I'm going to set this up for you guys. Let's fast forward to March 5th. Derek's going to be over here watching as we prepare for our review like we usually do. And Derek's going to go, oh, shit. They're about to win. And then he's going to be like, oh, shit. No, the Acclaim's about to win. He always does this.
Yeah, the boy's about to lose.
Always does this throughout the entire match. He ain't going to know. But right now, I have a feeling the Guns might win. Maybe I'm off on that. Maybe you guys know better than me, but that's just how I'm feeling right now.
I don't know, bro. I think I'm with you on this one.
All right.
I think I'm with you on this one.
Shout out to Deanna putting up the scissors. You see how it just connects? Didn't even have to look. BJ said, shower with asshole chants available now on epwshop.com. Just butts coming out of shower head, right? Can you even do that? No, because then that would just be asses. How do you demonstrate an asshole on a t-shirt? You know what? This has gone down the wrong route. We were supposed to stay down this road and we took the dirt road home.
So if you go down that road.
Following up with this, we got an interview with Adam Hangman Page, and I'm not gonna lie, homie was mad awkward in this, but he was talking to Rene Paquette and, you know, asking how John was doing and such. I feel like this feud's not over. I still believe it's lights out match is coming.
Yes, it has to.
Hangman did mention he wanted to mend some fences. I believe that's gotta be with the Elite, right?
I would assume so, yes.
I feel like they're trying to get something on track for that. Somebody put pause in the chat. Play. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with this, but I'm interested.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe it's going to be the Elite versus Blackpool Combat Club. Like, I don't know.
I don't know, bro. Like, I'm still.
You know who ruined this for me? BJ. BJ has ruined this whole, we're friends. BJ's like, all right, now it's been 4 years. Get your shit together. All right. You've had plenty of time to know if you're friends or not. Let's go.
I don't know, bro. I think Hangman's got me down.
I'm glad Deanna got it. Hangman didn't want to get slapped by Deathmatch John's wife. Play. That's right, LOL. See? You cut it out. You cut it out. BJ, you stop sending me stuff to distract me right now, but I'm going to look at it. Peace. Saw what it said? E pluribus anus. BJ. Oh, the art man helping out EPW with Derek and Rob. I love you guys. You guys are great. Jake Hager in his purple hat versus Ricky Starks. Now, Ricky has been doing his darndest here to move up the rankings. He's been doing really good since the MJF match. And yeah, this should be definitely a good match. I liked Ricky. Spanish. Why? Ricky walking the ropes was good, though. I came front tonight with the purple hat.
Yes.
I thought Ricky was going to try to dive with it on.
I thought so, too. I thought he was going to do that. The thought crossed my mind as soon as I seen him. You got to do a dive now. You done did all this. You have to do it.
He did it. He did it, all right. BJ laughing right now. You know I was going to read it on air. We're live, pal.
Right.
New t-shirt. Play.
Told you. Idea number four.
Jake, I like my hat, Hager. That is true. The JAS was trying to set stuff up, bro. I don't know what Daddy Magic and his hard nipples were doing on the outside. They were messing around a lot. Yo, when Ricky Starks grabbed Cool Hand Angelo and threw him across the table and the table broke, bro, that is something that I've dreamed to do to people in the cafeteria when they pissed me off in high school. Like, I was like, oh, that would be perfect, bro. I don't even care if the table broke. Hilarious.
Bro, when I thought about it, or when I seen that, you know what I thought about? Remember Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
Remember the part where he went to the famous dining hall or whatever for the big wigs.
Yeah,
bro. If you ever get a chance, pause that scene. That is definitely not Eddie Murphy doing that.
For sure, I think you were the one who showed me that.
Yo, check that out, Beverly Hills Cop. When he throws the guy over the table, it is not Eddie Murphy. When you see the dude that did this, you're gonna be like, who the hell brought this dude off the streets? Because that dude was evil when he did it. Like, yeah, when I see that, I'm like, yo, that's terrible. So when he threw him across the table and it broke, like, I instantly thought about that. I was like, oh, shit.
You know another bad movie scene that we always talk about when we see it? You ever seen the movie Teen Wolf?
Great movie, too.
It is. I actually like that movie, but there's a very bad scene. If you look in the background of the final basketball scene, it can't be unseen. You cannot tell everyone about this, though, because they have never edited it out of the YouTube version. And you can still see it on there.
Yeah.
And it is horrible. But if you look real quick, you'll be like, yo, what the?
Yes, you have to see it, but you definitely can't tell anybody about it because...
And that's a pause moment.
That is a huge pause moment.
A person in the scene was definitely trying to play. He might have even been trying to replay. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. The hat has given Jake Hager personality the powers of the purple hats. Coming soon to HBO Max, Gilligan's Island, starring Jake. I like this hat, Hager.
Hey,
check the adjective. Play. Teen Wolf is nice. I'm gonna get you, sucker. The mom. Yo, Cray. This yo. So let me finish this real quick. So 2.0 gets demolished after being slid across the table. Ricky Starks hits a spear off the ropes. He gets the dub. They kind of make Jake Hager look strong, like he kicked out after like at 3.3.
Yeah.
But by that point, Ricky was dusted. He was already hopping over the barricade and he was running up because he was outnumbered. How stupid does the Jericho Appreciation Society look here? Very.
Extremely.
Very. So, I don't know what they were doing here.
It was kind of up in the air as to what they were doing, but, you know, it happened.
We get highlights shown of last week's awesome return of the man known as Adam Cole.
Baby.
He was on fire last week. The people wanted him back. Adam Cole will have championship gold before the end of this year, I believe.
I agree.
I will say it's going to be the TNT title, but I think he will have championship gold before this year is out.
Yes.
That's just me talking. Jericho feuds always suck. Jericho needs a break for a couple months. I really wish that they would. I really wish they would just not have them be like a year long feud.
Yeah. I don't understand why they do that, bro. Like, they give him so many feuds and they extend them.
Right.
Like, stop.
Right. Deanna seems to agree with us about the championship. After they show the highlights, we cut back to Jericho. Jericho's pissed. He wants a tag match, Lasex Gods versus Action Andretti and Ricky Starks next week. Garcia says, hold on, playa. I want to be in this match.
Right.
And he said he wants to team with Chris. Sammy agrees. He's like, that's what I've been wanting to see from you. I got you new gear made. It's some leather pants.
The leather chaps.
I don't know what they're doing here, but Daniel Garcia looks like he hates it and he looks miserable, as Matt Lopez put up a tweet about this. Yep. And whatever. So if he beats Action Andretti on Rampage this Friday, check it out. He will get to take Sammy's spot in this. They're really setting this up, bro. I really feel like Daniel Garcia is going to end up breaking away from all this.
You know what? I would like to see that, though. I mean, I think Danny needs to go his own way and make things happen for himself.
Gray said Teen Wolf. Was that on Boogie Night status? Global Force Gold. Peace. That Sammy hug. Yes. Oh, Samuel. So, next up. Can we call it now? Match of the night? So?
Yes.
Yeah. This match was beautiful. Brian Danielson and Bandido tore down the house. And I had to remind Derek of, like, the first time I ever saw Bandido, I thought this dude was the shit. The moment I saw him, I was like, yo, this dude's the man, bro. Like, he's great. Tremendous wrestling match here. Bandido hit a great standing vertical suplex. Couldn't put him down, bro. He had Danielson. At one point, Danielson looked like he was falling. He was like, nope, go back up. And then he just hit him with a nice suplex. Very British Bulldog-esque, a thing of beauty. Bandido is unable to hit a frog splash, gets caught in the lapel lock, but he gets the rope break because of his legs. Bandido hits a modified GTS. Dude, I was yelling at Derek, torture rack, baby! And then he flips him into a GTS from that. He goes for the 21 plex after, but Danielson lands on his feet, kind of. He landed on the knees, but Danielson was the man for that. Then he hits a top rope fall away slam with a full rotation with it.
Yes.
Why is this man so good at wrestling? Why is he so nice at with it?
That is someone who loves their craft.
Man.
To a T.
Dude, really good. So after he hits that, he's fighting back, and he hits it. Danielson gets caught then with a perfect 21 suplex where he basically, you're by holding the second rope. He bounces his feet off the top rope, falls back into a German suplex, only gets a two count. They go back and forth, and a running knee gets hit into the face of Bandido by Danielson, and that got him the win. No STF tonight. I was surprised.
Right. Yeah, very shocking. Usually that's in the rotation.
Matt Lopez says this was match of the night. Maybe this is Jesus DeLeon, wherever he is. He said, what a match. TV match of the year contender. Let me see here. Kurt Decker. Welcome, Kurt. He said, Jim Cornette is right about Hager. He has been a total failure in AEW. I turn the channel anytime a member of the JAS show up on TV. Same thing with any member of the Elite. Kurt, I think Hager's better than people give him credit for, though. I really do believe that. Like, I think Hager's a great wrestler. Is he the best talker? No. But I think that's why he's with the JAS. I don't know if his position would be as high, but I do like him as the heavy for Jericho.
Honestly, you know what? And Kurt, tell me if I'm correct me if I'm wrong. I'm gonna address this to you because you're in here, and thank you for coming in. I think Hager has struck a chord with people that a lot of people do not like, and I think seeing Hager for so many years in said company, he wasn't like this. And now where he's in the JAS, the persona has changed. Now I get it. It may have to change because of what's going on and where the JAS is going, what kind of direction they're going. But I think Hager has a personality that doesn't fit with his true personality as...
Yeah, so what I was always told was Jack Swagger came in WWE. He was like the wrestler's wrestler because he did that. He was an NCAA wrestler at Oklahoma.
Yes.
But I was always told Jake Hager's really a party animal. At least back then he was. I was always like, man, they should really be like a frat house type of character where he's just this wild party animal because I could see it.
Right.
But they never went that route with him. And I think with the hat, he's getting into that a little bit. Like, be yourself. Be
right.
You don't have to be Mr. Serious Wrestler guy all the time. And I think he's trying to figure that out.
Right. And I think the issue comes from not having that persona come out sooner. Because think about it. When they had, well, before it was a JAS, you had, oh my God, what was her original name now?
The Inner Circle.
Inner Circle, yeah. So when they were Inner Circle, they all had jokes but him.
He would try to say something stupid and it would just wouldn't be funny.
Right. But he was more on the serious type with a stoic kind of joke.
Yeah. He would just be like, yeah, yeah, that. And then you just be like, okay. You know, you just ignore that person because you're like, you're trying too hard to be funny.
Right.
With this, it kind of worked. And then they were like, yo, just keep the hat, bro.
Yeah.
Get yourself some purple gear and make it work. BJ brings up a good point here. He said that Bandito, this was a good match, but I hope Bandito heals up a bit. He appeared to be taped up and it looked like he didn't have full strength on some of those moves. His neck was hurting really bad. I heard from an indie show there was an injury that possibly occurred, so hopefully they just let him get some R&R, man. Bandito also made the regular GTS look like child's play. He's good, man. This match had moments of beauty. Gotta disagree, this is the best Hager has ever been. Jake. I think that Jake's the most over he's ever. Well, no, it might be that we the people. Yeah. People were chanting that shit, but that might have been because of Claudio though, or Cesaro.
Probably, but still though, bro. Like I still and I respect your
And Kurt said could have made him more about the MMA. I would believe that, but see, I think that's him, and that's what he thinks people think of him, but that's not who he really is. If that makes, do you know what I'm saying? Like that's part of you.
That's
there's more to him than that.
That's the package that comes along with the person that I really am.
Yeah. Well, listen, he's got plenty of career. Let's see what he does. Following up from this match, MJF appears on the Contron. I want to coin that phrase now. You heard it here first. The Contron. He's up there, and he cuts a promo that he is the monster behind the mask, and you don't want to see that person come out. He's been friendly, he says. Interesting. Sheeta then is chastised by Saraya. Tony Storm tries to stick up for her a little bit, and yeah, they're assholes. They basically make her feel like the third wheel again in this promo, and they specifically mention that they're sick of the homegrown talent. So that's Jamie Hayter, Britt Baker, Sheeta's homegrown.
Right.
Peep, what's happening here? There's some shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay attention to it.
But that homegrown talent that you seem to hate is... Top Flight.
Listen, they're going to... I think the ladies are going to tear it down. We'll see. Oh, yeah. We'll see. I think this is leading to something. I think that you're going to get a little bit of a split amongst the roster. The character turn of Saraya and Tony is shocking to me. Yeah, I think this is the first time I've seen Tony Storm as a heel in a minute, besides the indies. I thought they were pushing Sheeta as a heel, but they flip it? Yes. I think you're going to flip the roles. I think Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter are going to be the baby faces.
That's the hard part, bro. Like, well, no, actually, no, because Britt Baker is a heel, but she's still loved as a face.
Correct. I think it's easy to turn them because people love Jamie Hayter. Britt will be loved by association, and then the moment you feel like it's not working, turn Britt.
Right.
You've got this. It's going to be fine. Also, don't forget that Takeshka called MJF E Pluribus Anus. He did. He did call him an asshole. Was that here?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That happened later. Yeah, BJ's jumping ahead a little here. Sheeta's going to go gangster. So you want to be a gangster? Yeah, all that shit. I don't know why I always think of that Diddy shit when I hear it. So after all this, we get a matchup made. Bryan Danielson is going to face Brian Cage next week. I don't know why I feel this way about Brian Cage. It's not that he's bad. It's just weird. I don't know. It's just, there's something frustrating about him that I'm just like, hold on, let me try and give some, because you can't, I don't like to criticize without giving feedback. I leave that for Derek and the haters. I want Brian Cage, number one, to cut the mohawk. I just, it doesn't look right. And I want Brian Cage to be more dominant. I feel like he gives a lot to his opponents, and it makes him weaker. Because now when I see him, I'm just like, oh, yeah, you don't stand a chance. Even if someone will be like, this guy should crush them. And I'd be like, nah, he's not. He's not. He's not going to do that. He's a good wrestler. I don't have an issue with his wrestling skills. I just think maybe he needs a different look, and he needs to be presented differently.
He needs to stop that high-flying crap.
Here you go. He was a cruiserweight at one point in time. Did you know that? That was
bogus.
I sent you the pictures,
bro. That was bogus, bro.
That was FCW, bro. I'm just telling you.
That's bogus, bro.
BJ said, my bad. You're good, bro. Don't worry about it. You had me confused.
That's Photoshop.
I ain't Photoshop, bro. That's
Photoshop, bro.
That, all right.
That's Photoshop. So you mean to tell
y'all me? Y'all send Derek pictures of Brian Cage back in the day.
So y'all mean to tell me Brian Cage went from Barry Bonds to Barry Bonds?
I didn't say that. And I'm not going to say that. That's slander, good sir.
Is it?
We have no proof, and I'm not getting into this. You're not getting me caught.
There was proof.
So MJF offers money to Cage and then slaps him, because that's what most normal people do in a business transaction of shadiness. I need you to break his arm for me. Slaps him across the face. He said, good, that's the type of anger I want to see. And before he was about to jack MJF up, Prince Nana, the only man of reason in this segment, was like, the money, Brian. The money. I love Prince Nana, bro. He took that money, and Derek got mad about his pocket up top as a professional hater.
Bro, okay, listen. I want someone to prove to me what sports jacket you know has a pocket where someone can go and take the hand right out of it. You show me that sports jacket, and I will shut up. Until then, that is fake. You know, that money fell straight out of that pocket.
Derek Hater Association. DHAS. Robert, I don't know why you have a syringe and apple juice up there. He also fights for the X Division title.
How?
Well, the X Division doesn't have limits. It's about no limits. You like that?
That's garbage.
Okay, Eric Bischoff, cut it out.
That's garbage.
Hate, hate, hate. Give me that money and someone will go missing. Nelson trying to collect the MJF bounty. He just wanted Danielson roughed up a little. That's it.
I'll do more than break his arm.
Up next, we got Willow Nightingale. Look at that little bundle of joy. I just love Willow's smile. Like, it's just contagious. It's infectious.
Willow is dope.
And Toni Storm has just been straight up aggressive. And that's how she started off this match. Just aggressive, putting the boots to Willow. So Sheeta was told not to come out. Like a toddler, Sheeta still came out because she doesn't listen to anybody because she's a grown-ass woman. Sheeta comes out with her kendo stick. Doesn't really do too much to help. Toni Storm gets the win by using the tights. This was a pretty basic match between what I thought were two baby faces. But once she grabbed the tights, I was like, oh, no, no, no. Toni Storm and Saraya have gone bad. And then Saraya confirmed it for me. She gets in the ring and starts putting the boots to Willow. What the hell is this?
So,
daddy, chill.
What the hell is even that? So I don't like this move. I'm not a fan of this move.
I'm with it. Let's see. I want to see what they're doing with this.
I think
this.
It's too soon.
To what? Switch them heel?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Yeah, nah, people been criticizing Saraya's wrestling style. They've been saying she's wrestling that Divas era. That was the last time she wrestled. So they're like, yeah, she's wrestling that Divas era style. And I'm like, yeah, but it's working. Like, they're getting pissed. I felt it, though, in the first match with her and Britt Baker, though. I felt like Britt was the face. BJ mentioned this, I think, in the chat. They made Britt feel like she was the face because of what Saraya said. Saraya said something like, you haven't done anything that I have. It's like, oh, because I didn't work at WWE.
Okay, well, I guess.
Right?
I guess, yeah.
So afterwards, Willow's getting stomped out. Who comes out to make the save? Destination! Yeah. Ruby Soho. And I want to take a second here to address the haters, not Derek in this situation, but the people who got mad that Ruby Soho bled on Rampage. Ruby Soho got over. Ruby Soho was featured on Dynamite tonight. So women, it's okay for women to do the same thing the guys do. It's okay. If she was cool with it, you should be cool with it. I don't understand this whole, oh, that's too much blood and blah, blah, blah. Shut the hell up.
Listen, I'm in school for sports management, right? So I had to write a quick little paper on perspectives. And I was talking about the steroid era in baseball and
allegedly.
Slander,
good sir.
It's not. Because it's on ESPN and all that. So it's not alleged, bro. It happened. It definitely happened. So we're talking, I'm talking about that, and then I got into college baseball and college softball and how the men are treated better when the tournament comes along versus the women.
Like the college basketball situation last year with the how the locker rooms were.
Yes, because if you look at it, the men go to TD Ameritrade and stay there while the women go to just straight hotels.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Right. So my point in this is on the Ruby Soho thing where it's too much blood. Okay, well, you know what? Where do you want the equality and the inequality to stop?
There's a difference between equality and justice. Remember that too, player.
Like I'm just confused. Like, you want the women to be treated the same, so they get treated the same. And they want to be treated the same. So you want the equality, but then now it's bad because now she's bleeding from a match. Who cares if she's bleeding that much? That's what you didn't complain about that when Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa were bleeding. Thunder Rosa was bleeding a lot last time.
Yeah, no, I think Ruby might have the worst women's blood, though.
But no, she does, but I'm just saying, like, you want the equality in the match, right?
Yeah, no, I think if the performers want to do it, let them do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so you're complaining about the inequality of the women getting the same kind of respect the men do, so then now the equality comes in.
I feel like people are trying to set back what the women have made in progress. Stop that bullshit. Let them rock, all
they
right?
They are. Like, the equality is there now. It's a woman who's bleeding. Cares if that's what she wants to do. Okay,
Ruby Soho.
I don't see the fucking problem.
Same. Matt Lopez says, could this lead to the debut of Mercedes Money? Monet.
That would be,
it could. I don't know. I don't want to get myself hyped for this though if it's not happening.
Yeah,
because once they inserted Ruby tonight, I was like, where are we going with this? So it'll be interesting. BJ said, also, she turned me pro-Brit because she belittled AEW women. Been against her since that promo. I was the first. Full credit to BJ.
Ah, there he is.
There's Jesus. DeLeon. You were mentioned earlier. Don't be late. No, I'm just kidding, Jesus. What's good, bro? More blood for women, for sure. And you know what? No, more blood when needed. I don't want you out here doing no damn John Moxley where you're sneezing and then I see blood happening. blood in wrestling helps tell a story. Agree. When used in the right places.
Yes.
Like I said, I don't want to see every damn match looking like a WWE video game match when you play with your cousins. She's like, bro, turn that blood down, bro. All right, man. I'm bleeding off of one damn move. All right. Perfect opportunity to turn Ruby, in my opinion, would have been a great swerve, bro. I read that in the Russo voice toward the end. Man, Ruby bleeding was nothing. Remember when Candice LeRae, that one was bad. When she had that no DQ tag match with the Bucks at PWG, that was the first time I saw the spikes on the sneaker. Wildin'. Thumbtacks in, they caught her good. And I just had flashbacks of Cedric Alexander and Candice LeRae. Look that up after.
And I just had flashbacks of Danny DeVito and in Batman Returns.
Burn, baby, burn. That was on Nelson. That was on him. Conrad and Taz sing off contest. It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad. But I got him. I think if I bust out some Biggie, I think I got Taz. Let me know, Taz. So here's what we got for next week. We have AEW Rampage, Daniel Garcia versus Action Andretti. We're going to hear from Eddie Kingston. He's probably pissed about Ortiz and all that House of Black stuff. Brian Cage will face off with Willie Mack. If you did not see that match on Dark, I'm here to tell you it was a good match. Me and Rob watched it on Monday. Shit was better than Raw. Telling you, go watch it. It was a good match. I think Willie Mack should get signed to Ring of Honor. I'm just throwing it out there. Jay Cargill and Layla Gray are going to be in tag action. Ethan Page versus Jungle Boy. Jack Perry is also happening. Rampage is looking real busy for a Friday. Also, we got coming up this weekend, the Bye Bye Muda show. Fight TV, make sure you guys go out there and order that as well. I will be checking out Muda's last matches here. Where was I? Next week on Dynamite, Cage versus Danielson. More matches will be announced on Rampage. And Konosuke Takeshita called MJF an asshole. He's still trying to hang out with Don Callis at Clipper Games. And yeah. And by the way, Chris Paul, former Clipper, 6-18 since the rumors of Kim Kardashian. Derek just wanted to let you know the curse is real.
The curse is extremely real.
Stay away from the damn Kardashians. B-Boy said Lucha Underground. Yes. Actually, I really think that was where he was booked best, probably, was Lucha Underground, truthfully speaking, for Cage. Maybe PWG, but Lucha Underground for me. Willie versus Cage was so good, I would be happy if Willie gets signed to ROH. He deserves it. Muda, Sting, and Darby, that's going to be a fun team. Yeah, they're going to be facing Hakushi. You probably haven't heard that name in a minute. There's a whole bunch. I can't even remember right now the entire card, but it's going to be a banger for sure. So make sure you guys check out that Bye Bye Muda show. Noah is dope. We said Takeshita called him an asshole. And TNT Open Challenge, Darby Allin versus Kushida. Sting comes out looking like Wes Borland and shit. he had the black on the outline of right where you see all that skin on this picture. Yeah, it was all black on here. Sting did the ears and everything.
Yep.
That face paint hides that age so well. Rumors of Sting retiring soon. I'm going to miss Sting when he hangs him up. Yeah. Do you think he should be the first like AEW legend? I think so.
Yes.
I think if they can sign him and just have him still do appearances and stuff, that would be sweet. Kurt Decker says Cage needs to go to WWE. He was already there. They had the chance to keep him. And for some reason, it seems like they don't want him. I don't know why. Maybe it's the Mr. Get Your Shit In. I don't know, but for some reason, they haven't picked him back up. I thought that's where he could have ended up if he did get released. Getting into this, though. Kushida comes out, bro. He's ready. He's striking back and forth. That's what he's known for. He's been IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. Darby Allin hits a code red for a two count. Derek was laughing at Darby's strikes in this, like the...
Why? There were so many people, like there were so many slaps in this match and so many slaps in the Bandito and Danielson match. Like, my God, dude, like, why are we slapping people so much?
Listen, man, it's better than a punch.
Oh, that's... my God. I think I addressed this like months ago, maybe last year or something. Because it was a stretch where people were getting slapped left and right. I'm like, yo, chill.
Right? So from this, Darby went to the outside to do a flip off. He basically did like the Hardy Boys flip, and he landed on the Young Boys from the LA Dojo. These fools were making some big time mistakes throughout all this. They threw the towel on Sting. Sting wasn't going for that. I'm fast forwarding a little bit. Darby hits a stunner on the apron on Kushida. He went flying. Darby then goes for a dive through the ropes. He gets caught by Kushida in the armbar because Kushida ain't no bitch. And he made sure he locked in that armbar, put him down on the floor. Eventually, he tried to go for the hoverboard lock, but Darby was smart enough to put his hand behind, lock it in so that he couldn't pull it all the way through. And Darby Allin, the little conniving guy that he is, catches him in the Last Supper and gets the win. That Last Supper pen is something real. They don't let people kick out of that too often.
No. Not a lot. Not a lot. But
supper. I hate that word, for the record. I don't know why. It's just a thing. I've always hated that word.
You know, I had an argument with somebody at work about that. I'm like, what the hell is supper, dude? Like, got to go home and eat some supper. I'm like, what?
Dinner. Every time I hear, I think you're just about to have steak or something.
Bro, I have a hard time with people saying supper and brunch.
Are you not a fan of moist?
Moist tablet.
I know people used to freak out when you say that word. I'm like, why? It's just a word, bro. Moisture.
Right.
They'd be like, yeah, stop saying it.
Yeah.
But Darby got the win tonight. I thought this was a good episode of Dynamite.
It was.
Put your scores in the chat. I'd love to see him. I'm reading through the comments. BJ said he was glad to see Kushida tonight. I miss the time splitters. Me too. But we got the Motor City Machine Guns right now. Should win the tag titles with Darby before he retires. Also, his retirement match should be Winter is Coming against Darby. I don't know if Sting's going to do a one-on-one. I think he said he wanted to do tag teams. I think it's going to be him and Darby versus someone. The question is, who?
I think tag team titles would be nice.
They about to bust out Flair and Andrade for one last Flair and Sting.
Stinger!
Mr. Stink. Love Kushida's theme. Kushida's theme was dope, Jesus. Saraya and Tony are heels now. It looks like it, Eric. Looks like it. What's good, bro? Mavo? Does that sound right? If I'm saying that wrong, I apologize. But I appreciate you stopping in on the Twitch, man. Make sure you check us out on YouTube. Throw us a subscribe as well on there. Throw us a sub on Twitch as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. This is also on audio versions for those listening. Jesus is giving this show a thumbs up tonight, Derek. What about you, bro? Jason Marsh has 8.5. I'm going with Matt Lopez's score right here. 8 out of 10 for tonight's show.
You know what?
No. I'm going to go 7.75. I'm going to drop it a little bit just to piss Rob off when he listens to this.
I'm going to say 8 because I think they pushed. I think the Danielson fight and with Bandito, I think that pushed it. I think that really pushed it.
Right. Nelson said, I hate when people say cola instead of soda. Rated R said bad fur day. I don't know what you're referring to. B-Boy said he wants Wolfpack Sting. You want him coming out doing the ear thing again and all that? You might get lucky and get that on TV once. Match of the night was Bandito versus Bryan Danielson. Agreed. So I'm going 7.75. What did you say you were doing?
I'm gonna do an 8 just because of that match.
Yeah, that match was fire. Guys, this was a fun stream. I really enjoyed it. Matt Lopez said Darby and Sting versus MJF and Disco just to see Disco get his ass whooped on TV. Disco Fever. Yeah. All I better see is Scorpion Death Drop. I don't think they put Disco on TV, though. That's just an automatic L, I think, for MJF if that happens. MJF got to beat Disco ass after that or something to get his heat. Eric says, is it just me or has Jamie's championship run been disappointing? I disagree. I think Jamie's title matches have been great. Once you hear the titles on the line, you know Jamie's bringing it. I think she's just been resting up. She doesn't wrestle every single week. It gets a 7.75 for me, too. Derek is player hater of the night. Play a hater ball here at EPW. I say 8.25 just to make Conrad's an 8. Come on, Nelson. Why are you doing this to me? All right. Your Miami Dolphins gave us a good game. It was a nail biter. Come on now. Don't even say nothing, bro. Because I'll start. I want to know what is a catch. I'm sick of this league and this bullshit.
Nothing's a catch anymore, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all have a good night and watch those. Watch out for those asshole chants from the showers. Asshole, asshole. Jason Marsh. We'll end it with his comment here. He said, RIPJ, never forgotten. Oh, hold on. We're getting more comments coming in. Let's go, Bills. Let's go, Giants. We need that Super Bowl showdown. Nah, we need to right that wrong then, Matt Lopez. I'm going to be going against you in February if that happens. Dude, it should have been a blowout. No comment. No comment. So, dub's a dub. We move on.
I promise you, bro, if you guys lose, it's going to be because of Josh.
Cut it out. January 22nd, 4 days. Bye bye, Muda will be going up. Great Muda versus Sting versus Darby Allin versus Hakushi, Akira, and Marufuji. Gonna be fire, bro. Get that on Fight TV. Also, we'll be back next week with a review. Don't forget, Clash of the Podcast is this Monday. I think we're doing Royal Rumble predictions. I gotta get with Sean about that. But if you're subscribed, you'll see it pop up on Monday for us for what we're gonna be talking about. It's going to be a good one. And I really want to end this show tonight on a different note, man. I'm going to put up here the picture of Jay Briscoe. This is who the show was dedicated to tonight. Make sure that you guys are doing good things in the world. Keep Jay Briscoe and his family in your thoughts and prayers. With that said, man, for everything pro wrestling, for this episode tonight, for myself, the tag team partner, Derek, we are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. One. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people, the best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans, not many in this can understand, this the podcast to show you who I am, Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans, please listen every day to the showcase, the opinions and knowledge that anyone can take, showing you how it is done, proving I am number one, what a legend becomes, this is now my time to show you that I am here, this podcast just to make it loud and clear, by the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people, the best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people, the best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson, yes.